and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of December, 2007. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The belief in a supernatural source of evil is not necessary. Men alone are quite capable of every wickedness." Joseph Conrad, who was born in Ukraine, in Burdachev, in 1857. His father was arrested for trying to start an uprising against the Russian government. Family went into exile. Both of Conrad's parents died there from tuberculosis. He was sent to live with his uncle, and he started to dream about traveling the world. He looked at a map, pointed at the middle of Africa, said, "Someday I'll go there." He signed up for the French Merchant Marine, and by the time he was 21, he joined the British Merchant Navy, though he spoke barely a word of English. Spent about 10 years sailing to Australia, Borneo, Malaysia, South America, the South Pacific. And then, in 1889, he was in London, started writing his first novel. It was in 1890 he got to go to Africa. He had a job piloting a steamboat up the Congo River. He thought it would be a sort of exotic adventure, but he later described what he saw there as the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of the human conscience. The Congo was under the control of King Leopold II of Belgium. Colonists forced the local Africans into slave labor camps. They gathered ivory and rubber, arrested, abused, killed anyone who refused to work. It's been estimated that between 1880 and 1920, half of the local population in the Congo was wiped out. No one knows exactly what Conrad saw in the time he was in the Congo. He didn't keep a diary or write letters. But he quit his job after only 4 months and gave up the life of a sailor and settled down to a life of writing. It took him more than 10 years to write about his experiences in the Congo in his novel Heart of Darkness, 1902, about a steamboat captain. Marlowe pilots his ship up the Congo searching for an agent named Mr. Kurtz, who set himself up as a kind of a god among the natives, surrounding his trading post with severed heads on stakes. Joseph Conrad said, "The conquest of the earth, which mostly means the taking it away from those who have a different complexion or slightly flatter noses than ourselves, is not a pretty thing when you look into it too much." And it was on this day in 1947, Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire opened in New York City. He'd had several different working titles for the play: The Moth, Blanche's Chair on the Moon, and The Poker Night. But he was living in the French Quarter of New Orleans. There was a streetcar going by. It had the name of the street, Desire, on it. And so he changed the setting to New Orleans and the title to A Streetcar Named Desire. In the original production, Kim Hunter played Stella, Jessica Tandy played Blanche, and a 23-year-old Marlon Brando played Stanley. The play got a 30-minute standing ovation on opening night. Here's a poem for today by George Held entitled Aftermath. It's not the storm itself, wind and rain lashing shore, uprooting trees, toppling poles and dousing lights, flooding cellars and roads, capsizing boats. But the aftermath, the bright calm, the pair of drowned cats crumpled against the picket fence, the parlor of Izzy's shack open for inspection, the walls fallen flat on all sides, your own roof filling the front yard, covering your car, and your own twin daughters dazed by nature's petulance that makes you reconsider your life and weigh your possessions and the cost of putting down stakes too near the coast as the globe warms and storms grow worse." Aftermath by George Held from his collection Grounded, published by Finishing Line Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.